live in a society dominated by corporate media and propaganda. Anybody who takes a close look at the structure of corporate news information and that their bottom line drives, in many ways, the content that people see. Manufactured consent. When we live in a corporate media environment, messages that are critical of the establishment, that you're going to get a very biased view of the world. People who were very conscious of this said, okay, let's create an open publishing system so that people can communicate directly, that it isn't a one-way system, that, you know, we're being told information, but we can actually tell each other stories and share that information together. There's over 150 independent media centers around the world, and they're all run autonomously at the local community-based level, and it's all networked together as well, so we share resources and information. We live in a society that's dominated by corporate media and propaganda. 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 Propaganda.
Propaganda. Propaganda. Propaganda. You're listening to RTR FM 92.1. This is the Perth Indie Media Radical Radio Show. My name is Alan.
I'm Ray.
Welcome back, Al. Thanks, man. Yes, 3 weeks over east doing stuff and now back in the chair for the next hour. Yeah, thanks to Jay Little for Drive Time and the fantastic tunes which were played. How'd you go with Radiothon last week? Have fun?
That's right. We had a few supporters.
Yes.
8 people. Thanks very much to them.
Yes. And if you still want to subscribe to this show, you sure can. Just ring during office hours and get the people on the phone to subscribe. We do need more subscribers and... hey, I'm not going to go on about it. Last week was taken all up by that, I'm sure.
Indeed. But still, if you want to ring up the studio and just... got something to announce during the show, just want to have a chat, 9260 9210.
Wow.
That's a call.
You remember that off the top of your head. 9260
a week of Radiothon. 9260 9210.
Yes, that's the one. 9210. And on tonight's show, we will be discussing, as we do every week on this show, activism and the role that it plays in people's lives. And we'll be talking with 4 people tonight, and we'll be talking with Christo Newell, who is in Sydney, and he's been attending the Forbes actions over there, where some 350 global corporate leaders met in the face of mass... I'll just read this from the A30 website. In the face of massive taxpayer-funded police intimidation, approximately 1,500 people gathered in Custom Square to rally against the free market extremism of Forbes Global... that the super rich need this sort of protection in order to hold set-piece PR stunts like the CEO conference stands testament to the fact that their policies, being wholly adopted by the likes of Mr. Johnny Howard, represent a minority worldview. An overwhelming majority of people want workers to be able to organise collectively for the occupation of Iraq in the US, UK and Australia to end, for greenhouse emissions to be reduced, for human rights and social justice to be at the forefront of public policy, not simply hinted at in rhetorical cover for... further corporate welfare and rights in favour of the wealthy minority. They want a globalised peace and social justice, not a corporatised world of global greed. So they say congratulations to everyone who came out to Sydney Harbour, the Sydney Opera House, where most of it was, for the A30, our passion, courage and optimism will overcome.
Mm. And there was a few actions last night. A fence was torn down, as you may have heard. 7 people were arrested, and then today there was more Reclaim the Streets action.
So, yeah, I believe 10 were arrested today, but yeah. We'll get on the phone to Christo in very, very shortly, and he'll give us a rundown, hopefully, live report from Sydney via Christo Newell. Also in the studio, we'll have Farida and Belinda and Kat. We'll be talking about queer activism and what was going on last week in terms of queer activism, and, a few actions happened last week. Also, the VSU rally was held last Thursday, I believe.
And there was a Tampa action on the Friday and a rally on the Sunday, so we'll have a bit of an update on that.
Yes, and I'm a bit vague on all this because I've been over east, so I'm not 100% on all, but I'm sure our guests and Ray and any callers may be able to fill us in on all the details. We'll also mention a deportation that is about to occur this evening from the international airport. More on that later. A Palestinian man is facing deportation, and there is an action, so we'll give out some details on how to get involved in that.